As you know, we are certainly first focused on local and state bills and legislation that have a direct impact on the average Connecticut resident. But we do, of course, keep an eye on what's going on, the discussions happening nationally that, again, have a direct impact on Connecticut. And this came across my news desk recently. Lawmakers in Washington, D.C. are talking about the Protecting Whales, Human Safety, and the Economy Act of 2023. If it passes, it would prohibit the NOAA from capping the speed for small recreational boats at 10 knots, which is 11 miles per hour, along much of the Atlantic coast. And this could certainly have a huge impact on our boating industry here in Connecticut and the many people who love to boat. So we wanted to get some insight on this and really understand what this could mean for Connecticut. So joining me now is Frank Hugelmeyer, who is the president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association, joining us now for more. Hey, Frank, how are you?
Hi, good morning, Melissa. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. So again, just to reiterate, if this act were to get approval, it would mean that the National Oceanic Atmospheric Association, they would not be allowed to cap the speed for small recreational boats. Is that correct?
That's correct. What NOAA regulators have proposed is a new vessel speed rule, which is really unprecedented along the entire Atlantic seaboard, in an effort to protect endangered whale species from vessel strikes from Florida all the way to northern Massachusetts, right on the coast of Maine. This rule would restrict all small recreational boats over 35 feet to only 10 knots. That's the speed of a bicycle. And this is happening because no regulators have really rushed this rule forward, failed to consult with industry experts or coastal communities when drafting the rule. And let's make no mistake, the whale strikes do happen, but the massive ocean-going ships are the cause of the vast majority of whale strikes. And global research shows this, not recreational boaters. So they are unfairly targeting recreational boaters, as well as, by extension, coastal economies like Connecticut are being unfairly targeted by this rule. And it's going to have very damaging effects for small businesses, coastal economies, and it also creates a very serious boater safety issue.
So please forgive me for asking this question, Frank, but I just want to make sure I have it very clear, only because this to me is not as transparent as it could be. When they say capping the speed for boats along much of the Atlantic coast, that to me, I don't know if that means just the Atlantic Ocean, or does that include, like, so for us here in Connecticut, I mean, probably some of our biggest bodies of water include Long Island Sound. Would that be included where these speeds would basically be able to do whatever they want?
Wherever they view the whale, and the border of that line does go into the sound, and as well as into, obviously, the open ocean. But any boat that would be 35 foot and over that is within the newly defined restricted area could only go 10 knots. And this includes, you know, even as it gets into gale force type of wind. So this is a very, very serious issue because recreational boats were not designed to go 10 knots in strong currents or big waves or in inclement weather. They're meant to outrun a risk and to carve through the waves with speed. And so this really does have a direct safety issue on captains and their families in terms of being forced for almost 7 months of the year to only go this speed. And obviously that's not why people buy boats in the first place. The second is if you look at businesses that really require speed to be able to get out and back along the coast of the entire Atlantic seaboard, there's all sorts of charter captains. Charter captains who take people out recreational fishing, whether it's in the sound or out into the ocean, and those boats, they'll take people out. It'll take 3 to 4 hours to get to the fishing grounds. If this rule goes into place, that would then be a 10-hour round trip. No one's going to hire a charter captain to go take them out for that for 10-hour trip and then only fish for a couple hours. It's just ludicrous. And those businesses are going to go and really struggle. They'll lose that business completely and potentially their entire business as a charter business. And it impacts the fishing tackle, the bait shops, the local restaurants, and even the local ice cream shop that kind of orbits around these marine ecosystems and the marinas and the boat dealers. It has a big, big economic impact, and this is why we're trying to educate people up and down the coast of the danger of this rule, the impact of this rule, and obviously this new legislation that's looking to fix the problem.
So, the trickle-down effect, absolutely. And again, Frank Ugelmeyer is here, who is the president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association. And so just to clarify for people, is the current law right now or the current rule that NOAA can cap the speed for small recreational, or would this act now allow them to do that?
No, so the proposed regulation, which is at the last stages of, it's in the White House, and they're deciding whether it becomes the law of the land or not. NOAA has the ability to set regulations. So this is a good example of a regulation that is a really bad regulation that needs to not go forward. The legislation that's been introduced in Congress by Mary Petola, a Democrat in Alaska, as well as Buddy Carter, a Republican in Georgia, would prevent NOAA from moving forward with that rule and instead move forward in a way that would actually protect whales, protect small businesses and coastal economies, and protect boater safeties. And that would be prioritizing modern technology. We have the technology. Good news is we have the technology to actually solve this issue. But NOAA has, for some reason, just completely ignored the modern technologies that exist today, both underwater sonars as well as above ground sonars, to use that as a way for us to mitigate whale strikes. We absolutely see this as the way and the path forward, because it keeps the ocean, the sound, our public waters open to all Americans to use. And more importantly, the technology will protect more whales, not only the right whale that they're targeting, but all whales and all sea mammals would be able to benefit from these technologies being implemented. So this legislation would accelerate the implementation of these technologies so that we keep small businesses protected, coastal economies healthy and vibrant. We're protecting the boaters so that they don't have to go at unsafe speeds that smaller boats are not designed for necessarily in rough weather, and protect all whales, obviously, which is, at the end of the day, everyone wants to protect the whales.
Sure, absolutely. Well, this is really interesting, Frank, and I'm glad that we were alerted to this at WACC. If we have listeners who want to get involved and make their voices heard on this legislation, again, that's kind of running parallel, if you will, while NOAA, again, the National Oceanic Atmospheric Association, is trying to be able to have this rule where they can cap the speeds for recreational boats. I would love to be able to allow listeners to speak up on behalf of this and get involved. How do they do that?
Well, first off, just to be clear, this hits not just recreational boats, but any boat. That would include a ferry. That would include tour boats. That would include so any boat, not just recreational, 35.
I appreciate
would be impacted.
That, Frank.
If you want to take action, go to boatingunited.org, call your elected official, let them know you support this legislation and want to use modern technology. It'll protect the whales, it'll protect the coastal economies, and it'll ensure boater safety.
Well, Frank, I really appreciate this. Again, I was not aware of it, and certainly would love to get an update and see what happens next. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Melissa. We appreciate you.
Absolutely. Frank Ugelmeyer, again, the president of the National Marine Manufacturers Association, right here on WIC.